is June 29th, 2015. You are looking live at St. Louis, Missouri. This is episode 513 of the Will Leach Experience podcast on Sports and Earth. I am the aforementioned Will Leach, and I thank you for spending part of your day with me. Back to a Fodor and Leach podcast. We are a week away. I think we're actually going to get the All-Star rosters very soon. So we are going to fill out our ballots today. We're actually going to go with the official ballot. We're going to stuff it, of course, as people that are paid by Major League Baseball. As everyone knows, a large part of our job is stuffing the ballots in a way that will please Rob Manfred. So I'm doing that. Alice is doing that, obviously. I maybe shouldn't be saying this. Yeah, what are you going to do? Anyway, we're going to do our All-Star ballots. So listen in. I'm in St. Louis, by the way. I'm in my happy place. Hacking. Nobody makes hacking jokes here. I saw Ken Rosenthal from Fox Sports. He and I were on the pregame show for the Cardinals' win on Friday night over the Cubs. Very frustrating loss for the Cubs, I'm certain. But hey, aren't they all? And Ken is one of the nicest human beings you will ever meet in your entire life. Just a good-hearted guy. And but he just wanted to talk about the hacking. Me and Hal Hrabowski, we're ready to throw that guy out a window. Enough with the hacking. We know you hate us. What are you going to do? Anyway, Alice and I are going to do our pre-4th of July All-Star ballots. We're going to go through, and we're going to physically vote on this podcast. So, Allison Footer and I, All-Star game ballot. All right, Allison, hello. I come to you live from Busch Stadium. I'm about to go to watch the Cardinals play the Cubs. I'm covered in Cardinals gear right now, so I'm assuming because that I feel like you should wear like some sort of protective gloves because I'm wearing so much Cardinals stuff. I feel like I'm just generally just kind of gross to talk to right now.
Yeah, I am not covered in Cardinals gear, I can assure you. So I'm actually just wearing a normal sweatshirt that doesn't have allegiances to anybody, but I fully support you, wearing Cardinals gear before you go to a Cardinals game. I mean, that's what everybody does there, right? It's not so much like hair. It's what Cardinals shirt they're going to wear. Like right. At a Cardinals game, there's only Cardinals. They're either wearing red or they're wearing something Cardinals, but you just don't go in like just normal attire.
That's right. We're doing this Saturday afternoon. Friday was my Carpenter jersey. Today, because Waka is pitching, it's the Waka jersey. It's possible I have a problem.
Really? Well, that's over the top.
And the let's not now. To be fair, Carpenter is the throwback. Waka is the road gray. Then of course I have the holiday for the white. You know, I should probably stop talking. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go through our All-Star game ballot. We're not gonna stuff the ballot. While we are on here, I'm going to fill out my official. You can vote 35 times. I do not. I only vote once. You here are seeing here. Listeners are hearing history in the making. I am filling out my one bracket. So if it turns out that Matt Adams wins first base by one vote, you'll know that vote came from me.
Do we have any hanging chads? I guess we don't have hanging chads.
No hanging chads anymore. No hanging chads anymore. I'm sure there are some of the people at Chelsea Market have far worse things that they've been dealing with the situations than hanging chad. All right, so we'll just pick a player. You can use whatever reasoning you like. My personal reasoning tends to be part what kind of season they're having, because I feel like that should be acknowledged and kind of rewarded, but also who it feels all starry to have there. You know, it's a fan event and that sort of idea. So we'll start with the American League. I as much as I would like to say that, because Albert Pujols is going to make the team, which is great, but we're not picking the full team. He's having a great year. I'm excited for him, but I still can't pick anyone but Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, for sure. No, Miguel Cabrera is the man, and he's the best, one of the best, well, yeah, one of the best players of this generation, and a perennial all-star, and just a guy who just hits everything. And no, I don't. I mean, he's an all-star, and he needs to be at the all-star game, and he is absolutely my pick as well.
Yes. Okay, good. I didn't think there'd be too much debate on that one. Now, second base is a little tougher in the AL for several reasons. One, because there's one guy clearly having a better year, both offensively, defensively, and everyone else, which is Jason Kipnis, who's actually having one of the best years in all of baseball. On the other hand, Cleveland is not very good. Jason Kipnis, as good as he is, his heart, this is still like, you know, he struggled up to this year. It's not like he's having a breakthrough year. I don't think it's a fluke, But I don't want to like just give a guy a spot just for 2 months. And also, this is doubly difficult because the guy I really, really want to vote for is Jose Altuve. But he, as you know as much as anyone, is actually having a slightly down year for him. He's actually not having this breakthrough year. But to me, I don't know if there's going to be any other Astros that get voted onto my team. So even though he is having a down, not down year, but just not a breakthrough year, and Kipnis is having a much better year, I still feel like a Houston, kind of the story of the first half. Nizola will be very happy about this. But I kind of have to pick, I have to say, I'm picking Jose Altuve.
Well, I picked Kipnis, and I actually wrote down Altuve, and then I crossed him out and put Kipnis because Kipnis has 100 hits in 71 games. So, regardless of the fact that, well, we are judging this on just one half because that's all that they have played this season. And really, I mean, they haven't even played a full half, so I get that. But 100 hits in 71 games, I think, and a .351 batting average for somebody that, I do actually consider batting average still important. I'm not sure what everybody else thinks. But I just think that the guy is deserving to start the All-Star game. And Altuve, I believe, will be on the All-Star team. Dallas Keuchel will be, I mean, he's actually like the Astros' true All-Star this year. But I don't see how you can possibly like not say that Jason Kipnis is the best second base, the most deserving second baseman.
He certainly had the better first half. There's no question. I mean, obviously, Omar Infante has had a better half than both of them. But I'm looking at the voting totals right now. Who am I to stand in the way of that? But I still kind
Well, it's, to have the 10th highest batting average to all second basemen in the American League is something.
of.
Yeah.
He at least has the 10th highest second baseman among all second baseman on the Kansas City Royals. I think that's fairly
Absolutely.
certain that he is in the top 10 of batting average for Kansas City
And a
Royals.
small guy. I
Yeah,
mean.
of course. But my idea on Altuve here is I agree Kipnis is having a better half season. But this is where the wanting to see the fun guy that everybody loves,
Right.
who represents the team that has the best record in the American League, that does it for me. So I'm picking Altuve, but you are obviously not wrong in picking Kipnis.
Well, it's Altuve, by the way, is hitting .291. So, like a down year for Jose Altuve,
Yeah, still, right.
it's like 20 points lower than what he hit last year, which is like insane what he did last year. That is not sustainable what he did last year. There's going to be some evening out of things, but the guy is still a phenomenal baseball player. But yes, he's not having quite the season he did a year ago.
I also meant to mention on this too, who was leading these categories. At first base, Miguel Cabrera seems to be the one person we all can confidently say will hold off the Royals takeover. Though it's worth noting, looking at the standings, if the Royals weren't doing so amazing, we'd all be like, wow, Blue Jays fans are really showing up. Because, like, tons of Blue Jays. Justin Smoke has more votes than Albert Pujols. Like, a lot
Wow.
of Blue Jays guys are. Devin Travis is fifth in second base. Like, the Blue Jays guys are. Blue Jays have actually had a good voting year. It's just no one's noticing because of what the Royals are doing. And Omar Infante is, in fact, still at second base. I don't even think the Royals want him at second base on their team, let alone to have Omar Infante at second base on the All-Star game. To me, that's the one way. I don't want to get into the ballot stuff too much, but the one way that I think this gets too gross for people to handle is actually Infante. I think we could handle, like, Mike Moustakas probably shouldn't be ahead of Josh Donaldson, but Mike Moustakas is having a pretty good year. Like, it's not
He's having
embarrassing.
fun here.
Yeah, it's
Yes.
not, and we'll do third base now. And so it's not embarrassing that he's up there, but Omar Infante, like that is the one thing that you're like, okay, now do we have to do something about this because that stinks. So
Yes.
hopefully that won't happen. Hopefully that won't happen. But so third base, when you look at third base, to me, I this is one of the easier ones on the board too. Not this is a guy not only the only person I considered by picking this is Josh Donaldson. My only person I consider on this is Machado because he's having a pretty awesome year and he's like one of those young players you get really thrilled about and like you want to really market. But I kind of feel like Donaldson's so awesome I had to give it to Donaldson.
Yeah, I actually gave it to Donaldson too. I'm a big proponent of having the power numbers at third base, and I just, I look at his numbers, and with 17 home runs and 47 RBIs, and I'm just, a really solid, good, prototypical what you're supposed to be when you're a third baseman. And I think it goes to Donaldson. But yeah, Machado, I would have absolutely no problem if he started the game.
Yeah, and it's weird because isn't Machado? I don't have the exact ages. I'm sure someone listening will know. But Machado is like 7 years younger than Donaldson. Like he's like Donaldson's a lot older than you think he is, and Machado already is still younger than you think. So I think Machado is going to have plenty of years for this. This may be the last year that Machado is not kind of the obvious pick here. agree. I think I was listening to the StatCast podcast, but Mike Petrillo, and I guess Machado is like hitting the ball harder. Him and Correa are like the two guys hitting the ball hardest in baseball right now. So Machado is going to be pretty awesome, but I think not quite yet. So shortstop is like, it's weird because Alcides Escobar is first to shortstop, and on one hand you're like, well, he's not having a good year, but like all the shortstops in the American League are terrible. Like it's this really weird category when you look at it. Everybody, like, no one's terrible, but like it's all underachievers. Like, like there's really, they're not obviously all terrible, but there's not like this obvious pick where like none of these guys are really having breakthrough years. The WAR leader is Xander Bogaerts, who like I don't even think like Red Sox fans are particularly thrilled and excited for. So I and really it's funny. I think already third in WAR is Correa. If that tells you a little bit about the shortstop position in baseball, and he's had 78 at bats.
And I
So,
mean, really, the shortstop position might be going back to being like a really good, important defensive position where the numbers are just kind of average and that's good enough to be a major league shortstop. Could we be going back to that era?
maybe all of that and Correa. Like, I feel like this might be
Right,
the
right.
layup. Yeah, there's Correa, and then there's everybody else in the American League. So it's really hard to pick everyone because I think like Alcides Escobar is not having a good year. I mean, he's fine. He's a fine defensive player, but like, he's not having this breakthrough year. But no one really seems to be that upset with him winning shortstop because there's really nobody else to break through. I feel like if Jose Reyes would have been healthy all year, like Jed Lowry is fourth. Like, it just tells you a little bit about kind of
Right.
how this is.
He hasn't played in like 2 months.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if Reyes had been healthy, I would pick. Generally speaking, I'm gonna go ahead and go with Jose Iglesias. I'm actually picking Iglesias this. He's hitting 329.
Yeah.
He plays a halfway decent defense. None of these guys are particularly inspiring, but I feel like Iglesias is the one closest to having that kind of like Placido Polanco slash unremarkable anonymous player, but having a typically slightly above his typically solid year. So I'm with Jose Iglesias.
Yeah, I picked Iglesias too. And again, like you said, I mean, the 329 on average, but he's also getting on base. So he's kind of doing what he's supposed to do. He's sort of filling the role that he's in. And yeah, he's a good player. When you look at the list, though, it's like, well, who do I really want to see in the introductions that before I started covering the All-Star game for MajorLeagueBaseball.com? And I'm just so happy that I have the honor to do that. But back in my old days when I would watch the on TV, I would really not watch the game a whole lot, but I would sit and watch the introductions like with the volume on 10 because the introductions were like my favorite thing in the whole world. It just gave me chills. And that's a long way of saying that when it comes to shortstop, I'm not, nothing really excites me here.
Yeah, it's not that much fun. There's none of those guys that bust out. But again, this is like Machado, this is just going to be Correa for like, it's a shame that they couldn't get him on the ballot already. Just like sneak maybe, and maybe in the future, maybe in the next few years, we're going to be able to just pick and choose guys and take them. I mean, this is an online ballot, I mean, we'll be able to put guys on there. Because I think if you were to put Correa on there and convince people that he were a Royal, he might actually be winning this, that was not to be. All right, we'll go to catcher. I think Salvador Perez is actually leading all vote getters, which makes sense because I think they're just everyone just every time every day he doesn't get a day off. Like, why would he possibly get another day off? So of course he has to play. Perez famously never getting any days off. By September he's going to be collapsing again, but he's obviously going to win this. To me, it's weird because I feel like if the A's had not been so terrible, we would all be so excited about Stephen Vogt. I feel like we would love him. He'd be this really awesome story. But they stink, so no one's really into it. But I think he's a kind of like, he's about like in his late 20s, career minor leaguer, shows up this year and totally breaks through. This is the kind of guy that you always get. I remember a couple of years ago when Jason Grilli was the every other's that one All-Star, we were like, oh, this is the guy I'm really happy for that got to be an
Right,
All-Star. It's
right.
Jason Grilli. Jason Grilli was a couple of years ago. This I was actually hoping it was going to be for crying out loud, help me out. The 41-year-old why is his name falling out of my head? The 41-year-old Rockies closer, Troy Hawkins. Troy
Oh,
Hawkins,
sure.
yeah, because he played like 21 years and never made an All-Star game, and he was a closer coming into this year. I was like, all right, this is going to be the awesome story, and then he got blown out in his first four games,
I
so
know.
it
It's a
wasn't
great
him. I
one,
know
though.
it kind of sunk, but so to me, I feel like Stephen Vogt might be that guy this year.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of picked Perez because I know that he's going to win anyway, and I'm actually just, I'm okay with that. He's that guy that everybody loves. I mean, he's like the most loved guy on the team. He's the rally guy. He's always upbeat. He's a lot of fun, and he's a really good player, and he's like Mr. Everyday, and I don't know. I don't have, I Again, I mean, vote definitely. He has better numbers, so maybe he's more deserving. But Perez, I don't know. He had such a role in that team getting as far as it did last year in the postseason, just from not so much like what he was actually like doing on the field, but just like who he was for the team. And so I don't know. I'm sticking with Perez. I like him.
Yeah, definitely. Perez is the per is the is the royal that no one will get mad about.
Yes, it's the one that I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I'm good with that.
He's very, very, very reasonable. I think you'd make an argument about maybe Gordon as well. We'll get to that now. But certainly, I don't have a problem with Perez. I know I'm also going against my rule of like this is like if I were being consistent, I would have put Kipnis on the team for the same reason that I'm putting Vogt on the team. But I just like him, and also I love A's uniforms. They're some of my favorite uniforms, so I always get happy to see them in the
I
All-Star game.
like these mustaches from 40 years ago.
Of course, listen, all my picks are sartorial. I don't think there's any reason not to do that. Okay, now we go to the outfield. Let's see. I haven't looked at the outfield. Oh yeah, there's two Royals and Mike Trout. Of course, it's Trout, Lorenzo Cain, and Alex Gordon. But again, the nice thing about this is, frankly, Lorenzo Cain and Alex Gordon are both really good. This is definitely a hard time to get really. It's hard to get too upset about those two guys on there. In fact, I'm gonna actually make the argument that these three starters, I'm actually okay with all three of these stars. My stars are actually Trout, Kane, and Gordon. All three are in the top 10 in WAR in the outfield this year. Trout is obviously one. Kane is three. Gordon is 10. Gordon kind of seems to represent the Royals to me in a lot of ways. And I didn't pick Perez, so I actually don't have any Royals on the team yet. And I don't want to stand in the way of democracy. So I feel for my vote, I'm putting Gordon, Kane, and Trout.
Really?
Yes.
Does Nelson Cruz count as an outfielder or a DH?
Is who?
Nelson Cruz.
Cruz, I think let's look let's check the official ballot. He's a DH.
He's a DH.
He's a
Okay.
DH.
Well, yeah. I like Kane Trout, but I don't know. I like Cespedes. Is that
Yeah,
bad?
that's reasonable. I think that's very reasonable. Yeah. Yeah, I think
Yeah.
it's
I
very
don't
reasonable.
know. I,
He's
again.
fifth in WAR. He's having a. I actually thought he. I didn't think he was going to be that great. Also, he kind of has to be at the All-Star game. He's a home run derby guy. He has to be there. I think that's a very reasonable pick. I probably should have picked Cespedes. I think it's a very reasonable
Yeah, I mean, I think that as much as I was like totally cool with Perez for catcher, then once I got the outfielders, I just kind of got mad that there were two Royals.
pick. Yeah,
I'm like,
absolutely.
no. So that kind of just bothers me a little bit. But it's to me like the American League is Trout and then just everybody else. So I don't know. Throw whoever you want in those last two spots
So
because it's
no,
just.
Cespedes. I'm putting Cespedes for you. Trout, Cespedes, and then because I have no friends and nothing to do in my life, I will be doing a simulation of this game afterwards. So you have to pick a third guy just so I can know if I won the imaginary game with the imaginary people between
Okay, well, I
imagine
like
and
Adam
team.
Jones too. So,
What's that? You like
I like Adam
you?
Jones.
Oh, okay, got it. Got it. Adam Jones. Got it. All right, Adam Jones. It is. All right. So now we go to DH. I like trouble. I like things that will get people excited and fired up. I'm picking Alex Rodriguez.
You're picking who?
I'm picking Alex Rodriguez, damn it.
Oh.
I love it, man. Like he's having a good year. He's hitting all these milestones. People actually, not everyone, but more people seem to like him now. It's not like David Ortiz. I know Nelson Cruz is having the better first half, but Alex Rodriguez, it was funny. I did a piece for SportsCenter this week where I looked at the last 11 years of All-Star game voting. I forgot that A-Rod was like first or second in votes for like 7 years. Like we forget that he has not actually been this hated human being his entire career, even after some of the initial PED stuff. So I think it'd be kind of awesome to see A-Rod starting an All-Star game. So I'm voting for A-Rod.
Okay, well, I'm not. And the
Yeah,
reason I'm
I
not,
figured.
I do not believe that he is having this performance as a clean player. And I really don't care if that's controversial. I don't hate A-Rod. I don't like A-Rod. I don't hate the Yankees. I really don't care about any of these people. I do not believe that Alex Rodriguez is doing this as a performance-enhancing drug clean player. It has been speculated that he's pretty much been on the stuff his entire career. There's been speculated that he might have like a mental addiction to this stuff. And for whatever you want to believe, everyone is celebrating him. I don't understand it. I don't understand why but people are not questioning this. I do not believe he's a clean player. So he does not get my vote.
Did he fail a test? Did I miss
He
him
has
failing a
never failed a
test?
test. He has
Okay.
never failed a
Okay,
test.
just making
He
sure.
was suspended for a year.
Right.
He has never failed a drug test.
Yes. So this seems like this seems like an argument against your point. Like he's never failed a drug test, and yet we suspended him for a year. So, like, you know, I mean, like,
He's never failed a drug test, and there was enough. It was enough evidence that he has been taking the stuff his entire career that it actually they were able to suspend him, and it was upheld. And he has admitted fully that he has done performance enhancing drugs in his career. What I'm saying is, Marion Jones never tested positive for PEDs, and she ended up in jail for
Well, that
obstruction
was
of
bad.
justice.
I'm certainly agreeing with you there. I
Right.
certainly, I'm pro
So
Marion Jones.
I do not need a positive drug test. I believe that he is able to stay ahead of the testing. I think that it's been proven that if you have the means and the money, that you can get the best stuff and you can stay ahead of the testing. And I do not believe that he's clean. I'm sure he's going to go on in life to actually do some productive things. And I hope that he is a good person and a good father. I do not believe he's a clean player. Okay.
I mean, to be fair, we could say this about any players.
Yeah, I actually the person that I am picking, I also, I suspect pretty much everybody who has been under this window of some kind has been suspended, whatever. I believe that they don't really get my benefit of the doubt. So, okay.
And honestly, I don't really care if they're using it all.
I don't think I do either. I just don't want Alex Rodriguez being honored as an
Fair
all-star.
enough.
I just don't.
I get it. I get it.
So, Nelson Cruz is my pick.
Okay, that's quite reasonable. Quite reasonable. I am now. I know that I said I was only going to put one ballot, but I have to confess, you have inspired me to vote for Alex Rodriguez 35 times. So,
And Nelson Cruz, I mean, didn't Nelson Cruz, he also, I mean, he got for this stuff, right?
But I mean, like Nelson Cruz is like he's obviously having a really good year, and
Right.
but like again, I have a hard time remembering. Like Johnny Peralta was too. So was Andy Pettitte. Like
Right,
I have a hard time
exactly.
remembering these things. So my, you know,
Yes.
this is a different podcast, but you know, I feel like your frustration with A-Rod goes beyond PEDs.
No, it really doesn't. It honestly doesn't. I do not believe that I tend to believe that others can go on to perform well without them. But I know I totally
You just don't like him.
who have also, had some issues with this. But I do not believe that Alex Rodriguez is doing this without drugs in his system. I'm sorry. I just don't. I really don't care either. I mean, I look at the numbers, I look at the box scores. It's fine. Good.
Kind of sounds like you
Well, I just don't want
care.
him. I just don't want him to be designated hitter at the All-Star game.
Don't
That's
worry,
all.
don't worry, don't worry. He's not going to be, but because it's going to be another damn Royal. But he is currently, by the way, he is fifth. So like you know, he's behind. Kendrys Morales and Nelson Cruz are battling it out for that top spot. But A-Rod is fifth, so worry not. He will not unless I can tap into the secret MLB servers that of course
I
everyone
think it's just
assumes
funny.
exists.
I would love to see Jimmy Prates get the
Yeah, of course, of course.
designation. I mean, he was, with the Astros organization for a spell, and I mean, the guy. We're all just like laughing. We're like, really, Jimmy Prates is hitting, and God love him because he's well deserving of all the success. But really, like, where did this come from? So good for him.
Right, so we go to National League now. So we disagreed in the American League, by the way. We disagreed on catcher, and you were right, by the way. Second base, and you're probably right on that one. Outfield, I think you're probably right on that one. But DH, I'm right. So I think we're pretty much on the same page. Okay, so I think your team is going to kick my team's ass, is the point. All right, now we go to the National League. Starting out
This
with.
was so much easier, by the way. Oh my God, the National League was so much
Yeah,
easier.
well, there's, yeah, I mean, the National League is generally more clearly delineated anyway, even with the teams. You know, it's like the American League is this total jumble, and the National League is we'll get in a future podcast, but like, I feel like we already know already what three of the five playoff teams are going to be in the National League pretty clearly. So, anyway, we'll get into that later. We'll start out with first base. The vote the, they have this right. I'm actually very happy, probably because there's no Royals in the National League, and therefore they can't get it wrong. But Paul Goldschmidt has a very comfortable lead. I actually Adrian Gonzalez got off to the great start. Joey Votto's kind of coming back around. I feel like Anthony Rizzo is this great, great player. It's very weird. Even at the Cardinals series, there's a lot of Cubs fans here at Busch, as there always are, and they cheer more for Bryant, which I understand. Bryant's very exciting, but like Rizzo is better. Rizzo is like this totally awesome player that just because he got there early and wasn't the hot young thing, he's less exciting for people. But Rizzo is totally great. But Goldschmidt is just—he's just the man.
Oh, Goldschmidt. I mean, his numbers are off the charts. Like, there's not even anybody who's close to him in anything. In a 352 average, 470 on base percentage, 648. So, I mean, it's 20 home runs, 62 RBIs, and he's 73 games into the season. I mean, that's insane. So, yeah, he's the man.
Yeah, it's wild. I and I and it's funny too because like I feel like when he first came in. Like he was the guy that they thought like sabermetric guys were not really high on him. They were always kind of like and like scouts were always like, yeah, he doesn't have great tools, but he's big. And now he's turned into be the best hitter in along with Trout anyway, the best hitter in baseball. So it makes me very and he's in Arizona, so like totally nobody ever notices. Now second base, and we'll get into this when we get to the outfield. The only good thing is obviously the news of Giancarlo Stanton, he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Ken Rosenthal thinks he'll be closer to four. The whole thing just stinks because he's awesome and everybody loves him. And he's my favorite thing about Stanton, by the way, is even his mask is cool. His mask is in the shape of his first letter of his first name. Like, can you imagine? Like me wearing a W mask? I couldn't pull that. It's awesome. I'm so happy. Like, I love it. But the only good thing about his injury, and this is obviously small solace, is there will now not be two Marlins in the starting line. Because I think, because D. Gordon is clearly going to win. He probably deserves a win. I think you can make an argument. I don't think you make the argument for Colton Wong yet. I think maybe in the next couple of years he can be that guy. DJ LeMay, who's actually having a really nice year too. But D. Gordon, I think, I mean, he's flirting with 400 for a while. He obviously, and there's really not a lot of competition. He has to be the guy. But that, again, that's the only good thing about San Andre is now there won't be two Marlins in our starting lineup because Gordon's got to be that guy.
Yeah, no, Gordon, he's having a great year and a .356 average, 110 hits already in 71 games. You know, I'm really big on this whole, like, if you could get to be on pace for 200 hits for an entire season, I think that's pretty awesome. And, yeah, he's like, he does exactly what he's supposed to be doing as a second baseman, and he's an exciting, fun player to watch, and he's stolen 26 bases, and he is my pick as well.
All right, so they but it's funny, it's very nice, you know, in the NBA they always talk about league pass teams. Of like ones you always go click to make sure you watch. It's very fun to know that I just don't have to watch Marlins games anymore. Like not for the next 6 weeks. There's just no reason to ever worry about flipping over to a Marlins game because
you're watching Marlins games up until now.
Well, when Stan might back, I'd get excited because Stan might back because like that would be something that would be fun to click over to when he's coming. But now no offense to D. Gordon who's hitting very well, but I don't like D. Gordon's coming up. Everybody, don't go pee yet. Okay, shortstop. Shortstop. Now I don't. I'm hesitant because we might bring up the PED stuff again, and you get very fired up. But John Peralta is ahead in this. I think he's clearly going to win. I feel like he's yet another example of how I feel like fans just don't really care about this stuff that much because he's way, way ahead. And
right.
And you know he had a pretty massive suspension on this, and not only was rewarded with a big, huge contract out of it, but now has a ton of votes for the All-Star game. So to me, I feel like it's actually pretty close between Brandon Crawford is actually having the best year, I think, as a shortstop. I feel like he's not quite proven enough yet, though the Giants' office is much better than people that has been really in a long time. I feel like he's the only one. Maybe you get excited to watch Simmons. I understand that. But I feel like Crawford's the only one that can really go there. But this is not just the fact that I'm covered in Cardinals gear right now. But I feel like, though it might be that. But I feel like Peralta's the pick on here.
Yeah, no, I picked him too. And I'm like completely outing myself as a hypocrite in the very worst way because I have no reason to believe in any of these guys either. But I guess I picked him because I believe that he actually will be the starting shortstop. And isn't it kind of funny that the Giants seem to like always be that team that no one really knows that they're quite as good as they actually are. And then until they actually win the World Series, like nobody, they never get the benefit of the doubt. It's really funny.
And everyone just wrote them off this year because it's an odd year. Like, well, then forget it. I mean, they'll just pack it up. But like, yeah, they're closer to the Dodgers than people even realize.
Yeah, and the Dodgers are actually not quite as good as I think people might think they are. They're just deep, but they're not quite as good. Anyway, yeah, Peralta. Not necessarily because I want it, but because I've accepted it that he's probably going to be – he's going to be the shortstop.
Yeah, I feel like he deserves it, though. As for guys I actually want to watch, I feel like this guy's probably – it's probably just going to be Simmons for a long time. Like, I just love watching him play. And he's actually starting to come around, hitting a little bit, not quite enough, I think, to get the – pick, but you know, he is someone I'm always surprised. I know the Braves are not exactly like, you know, this fervid fan base right now. It's very funny, by the way. I've been to a couple of Braves games this year. They and I'm curious if other fan bases have seen this. When a team is about to move into a new stadium, the last couple years of the old stadium, if it's not like a beloved stadium, like the last couple years of Yankee Stadium, they were wonderful there because they all wanted to preserve the old stadium. The last couple years of Turner Field, like it is the worst customer service. They're not even opening half the concession stands. there because
At Turner Field?
oh they yeah they've like basically like seeded the place for the next couple of years. Like
Wow.
really like a very fan unfriendly experience at Turner Field right now because it already feels like a lame duck stadium. The team kind of feels like a lame, like they're building up so much for that new stadium, and
Right.
you and I have discussed our general frustration with that new stadium and, correctly so. But it is fu it's kind of crazy to go to a game there because it's just like nothing's open, nobody cares, like
That's
it's
pretty. That's amazing that there's not still like professional pride, which is kind of something that the Braves are known for, that they would, not open concession areas and just kind of like not be fan friendly. I mean, I guess they really don't think that any of these fans are going to be the fans that they're going to have at the new ballpark. I don't know. That's very weird.
It speaks to their general contempt, frankly, for the city of Atlanta.
I mean, they still have another season after this one.
I know,
That's
I know, I know. So, and then,
Are they
like,
going to still call themselves the Atlanta Braves?
they are. I mean, technically speaking, yeah, they are gonna do that. And it's not. I mean, miles wise, it's not that. It's not that far from Atlanta, but like, it's. I mean, they still call them, I guess they're not the Dallas Rangers, but certainly, driving wise, it's going to be a miserable. It's going to be terrible. We need to have to do a whole podcast on how much of a disaster that new stadium's going to be, but we have to do that now because we're voting. So we go to third base. By the way, current leader in this is Matt Carpenter, who it does look like this will be his third All-Star game. By the way, which is kind of I didn't even realize I totally forget that he's made the All-Star game all 3 seasons. To me, this one's hard because Matt Carpenter is having a terrific year. He's having a kind of a bounce back year after kind of a down year last year. But this is, to me, of all the categories and on all the positions on both American League and National League, this is the toughest one because there's a lot of really good players here. There's a lot of really exciting young players here. I'm kind of surprised that Chris Bryant is not getting more support, to be entirely honest. Maybe the Cubs fans are just not stuffing the ballot the way the Cardinals fans are. Carpenter's going to get it. The guy that's having the best year is probably Nolan Arenado, but I'm gonna go with Todd Frazier just because the Reds are it's everything is set enough for the Reds right now. They need that kind of hometown guy. He's having a great year, and I feel like Bryant and Arenado are gonna own this position for the rest of for the next few years. So I feel comfortable picking Todd Frazier here.
I am picking Todd Frazier for those exact reasons, and I believe that it's very important. It's extremely important to have a player from the hometown team, the host team, be in the starting lineup. It's a fantastic moment. They get showered with all kinds of applause, and it's really great. And he's a great guy, and he's having a phenomenal year. And he's hit 24 home runs. He's got more home runs than any other third baseman in the league. I'm looking at Matt Carpenter's numbers, and I'm not really
Yeah,
feeling it
he's
here.
slumping right now. He's slumped for the last 3 weeks. He was
I
he,
mean, he's
the
got
first
eight
2 months
home
were great.
runs. Okay, here's the thing. Here's why, like, picking an all-star team for me is a little bit difficult because, like, I don't need, like, from what I need from a second baseman is a guy who's going to get on base and steal bases. Like, what I need from a shortstop is a guy that's going to play, like, flawless, unbelievable defense. And what I need from, like, the corner infielders are power numbers. So when I look at a third baseman, like, I want Todd Frazier on my team.
Yeah, I mean, I
And I
understand
don't
that.
need D. Gordon to be hitting 400 in order for me to feel like he is an all-star or, someone of a little bit lesser ilk, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, Carpenter's thing is on base. Like, he's 381 on base. Like, he is an on-base machine in a lot of ways.
That's
He was,
fine.
and,
He's a third baseman, so getting on base is fine, but like driving in the runs to me is a little bit more important, and that's where I think Todd Frazier comes into the equation.
I feel like the pitcher doesn't know what, doesn't really care what the batter position the batter is playing.
No, he doesn't.
So, you're right.
The
You're right.
overall harmony of a team. I mean, where guys kind of slot into what they're. Matt Carpenter is a phenomenal
Oh
player.
yeah, and listen, I would not. He's not having like he's not. He would not be my pick here. I and he's actually really has slumped in the last month or so. And to me, maybe if this were a down year for third base, you could maybe make an argument for Carpenter, but no way here. Frazier's wiped him out. Arenado's wiped him out. Justin Turner is wiping him out. So
Yeah.
for me, I think that this is a relatively easy bet for. It's a tough call. It's a tough call, but it's not a tough call because of Matt Carpenter. It's a tough call because of Nolan Arenado and Chris Bryant. And even Justin Turner. But I think, yeah, I agree with you. It feels like there needs to be a red, particularly because I feel like this All-Star game is going to be the last highlight for Cincinnati baseball for a while.
Could
So
be.
let's let them have this because I think it might get worse before it gets better.
I mean, aren't we sort of feeling like the All-Star game's going to end? They're going to clean it up. Everyone's going to leave the city, and then they're just going to start breaking down the team like 3 days.
Exactly. And now they don't even get the Pete Rose moment, which is fine with me, by the way.
Yeah.
But
Boo,
yeah,
boo.
exactly. But maybe not so good. If you're a Cincinnati fan, maybe not have that. But for me, yeah, fine. That
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that they won't be able to, give the adulation to Pete Rose, because there's nobody else in the history of the Reds that had any kind of success. They don't have a good history at all. It's not like there's 35 amazing players that are going to be back for the All-Star festivities. It was really just resting on Pete and nobody else.
Yeah, who didn't break the number one cardinal rule in baseball and is and aren't jackasses. So there's that too. All
I
right.
think Davis and Johnny Bench will just fill the void
Yeah,
just
exactly. I
fine.
mean, yeah, they have Johnny freaking Bench, and they're talking
Yes.
about Pete Rose for crying out loud.
I
All
know.
right, catcher. Yadier is one of my favorite players. It is ridiculous that he is leading in this category. He's not. He's come around, his bat's come around a little bit, but come on, it's Buster Posey, and it's even though Posey's playing starting to play a little bit more first base, is catching a little bit less. To me, it's obviously Posey.
But Posey, it's—I mean, this isn't even really a topic of conversation. It's Buster Posey,
Yeah,
the
Buster
end.
Posey, and it's Buster. So I'm actually glad for for his first 2 years I kept calling him Buster Olney. I'm glad that Buster Posey has finally now secured his career enough to outlast in my brain someone that covers baseball for a living
Right.
rather than actually plays it. I don't call Trevor Rosenthal Ken yet, but he's coming. All right, so
What do you
outfield,
call?
what's that?
Oh, you don't
Trevor.
call Trevor Rosenthal
Yeah,
Ken. I got it.
I don't really know Trevor. Trevor's a nice guy. Anyway, okay, going to the outfield. Right now, the three leaders are Bryce Harper, Giancarlo Stanton, who I do not think we can pick now because he is going to be out for the All-Star game, and Matt Holliday. This is kind of a weird one because not having Stanton, it takes like it just feels like to me there were two obvious All-Stars here, and then you figure out the third one. But now that Stanton's out, now there's one, and that's Harper. For me, Harper's obviously on here. Now that Stanton's out, I have to say I kind of like Andrew McCutchen has come back around. To me, he kind of represents what we kind of want out of baseball. He's a terrific player for a team that's really good. So I would put McCutchen second. Holiday, it looks like he's going to be back in time for the All-Star game. He shouldn't be on the team, but if it looks like he may be back in time to start, so I think he may get it. But my third pick is actually Joc Pederson. I think I love like this is if anything this has been the season of exciting young players, and to me we're going to have this awesome Joc Pederson Chris Bryant Rookie of the Year battle. It's hard for Bryant to get past Frazier, but I actually like Joc Pederson in that third spot. So I've got Bryce Harper, Andrew McCutchen, and Joc Pederson.
God, that's really weird because that's exactly who I have, and I swear we did not
We are
confer on
geniuses. We are geniuses. We are both very smart people.
Harper, Peterson, and McCutcheon in that order on my list.
And I think, and listen, it's funny. Like Justin Upton's having this really nice year that no one's really talking about because San Diego's been a disappointment. And AJ Pollock, another Atlanta guy, is having a great year. Nori Aoki's actually really nice, and he's actually fourth in the voting. He's having a good year. But yeah, to me, I think those are the three calls with Stanton now. I still feel like hopefully Stanton will get voted in, and anyway, and he'll just get to get. We'll all get to applaud him in the lineup line because Stanton is. Just, I feel like maybe we should just let him do the home run derby anyway, without a bat. I feel like he could do it with his arms.
Yeah, it's completely just, I don't want to say devastating because that's like too dramatic of a word, but it's such a blow to
It's
the
a
home run
bummer.
derby. It's a blow to the All-Star festivities. I'm sure that the Reds are really upset. I mean, it really takes so much away from the home run derby. It'll make it a little bit probably of a quicker home run derby, but
Right.
that's really unfortunate. And I think that, I mean, I don't have the totals in front of me, but he probably will end up winning the starting spot, and then they will just give it to somebody else, right? I mean, he's pretty much up there to where can he lose the lead with like 6 days left of voting?
He could actually, because Aoki is only like 600,000 votes behind him,
Okay.
so he could at Holidays. But to me, yeah, I think he might. This may actually he could lose it, but I don't know if he will. Because listen, I mean, being injured has not always stopped people from being voted into games before. And
And some people will vote for him just for that. Like they'll
yeah,
get on the
exactly. So he may still get voted in. So maybe we'll get to have that moment. But yeah, I think it's. And listen, McCutchen and Pederson are fifth and sixth. Generally, when you look at the National League voting is pretty good. Like I feel like third base is wrong, and but other than that, and catcher is wrong. Actually, Posey's ahead of Molina now, so Posey's going to be fine. So
Well,
I feel
good.
like the National League is actually pretty good because there are no Royals, so they can't screw it up.
Right. Who's the Phillies All-Star?
Papelbon? Harang? Papelbon. probably.
Ben Revere, is he healthy?
I don't think he. Maybe I think Franco's maybe having the best season for them, but I feel like that's a tough position. My guess is, well, maybe they'll pick Hamels just because he's Hamels. Like you see
Right.
that sometimes too,
Yeah.
yeah, that's a pretty good question.
It's interesting.
Who that person is this. The Phillies, it's funny. I was talking, being here for the Cardinals Cup Series. A lot of Cubs fans are wearing Ryan Sandberg stuff. Of course, Ryan Sandberg resigned, and I feel like this is like the perfect. This is like the ultimate. You know what? I just can't take this shit anymore.
You know,
Resignation.
it's really funny because the thing that I've learned over the years of covering a lot of these, like, that they're stepping down stories is that they didn't step down and they were told, like, to leave and here, we'll make this so you can save face. And so we'll write two press releases. You're either stepping down or you're fired. Just pick one. But I actually think that he might have actually wanted to step down.
Yeah, I
I
feel like.
think he may have actually decided that he didn't want to do this anymore.
I mean,
Don't
listen,
see that a whole
he's a Hall of Famer. He's Ryan Sandberg. Why should he have to do this? go just spend the next 2 years at autograph shows in Vegas and have the time of your life. You're Ryan Sandberg. You don't have to be signing these horrible players into the lineup every day.
Well, and that's like somebody asked me on Twitter, like Bud Black for the next Phillies manager. I'm like, Bud Black wouldn't need to join this train wreck. Like Bud Black is like he's more respected than half the managers out there, and so he's going to be able to be choosy. There would be no reason. That's like a desperation move in some ways,
Yeah,
not in some ways, in every way.
that feels like you like give the job to the AAA manager so you can fire him in 3 years when your team's better
Just give it
and
to Pete Maccann because he's put in his time.
or
Just
better.
let him do it.
That he's put in enough time to where we feel comfortable making him miserable for the next 3 years. All right, well, this is very fun. So we did, and for the National League, we pretty much agreed on just about, I think we agreed on every player in the National League
Exciting.
because we're very smart people. All right, well, thank you. This has been fun. Everyone fill out your ballots. I'm now officially sending off this ballot. I, of course, changed everything to all Royals and all Cardinals, obviously. But everyone vote. I think there's what th they'll be. This will be up Monday morning. People have like 3 more days to vote. And I guess are they announcing next weekend? Do you know when they're announcing the Stars? Probably around next weekend.
It's a selection Sunday, right? I
Oh
believe
right,
it's.
that's right. They'll announce. That's when we'll announce everybody. That's when they'll
I
announce.
think that like now that we're talking, I kind of want A-Rod to be on this team just to for the just the spectacle of the whole thing. Because, you know, he's been like so like there's he's been so schooled and so he was so prepared when the season started to like literally answer every question that came toward him, no matter how uncomfortable or awkward it was, and to never get angry or, you know, let anything bother him. And I kind of want to see what he would do in an all-star setting.
I want to see A-Rod in the game now because I'm going to see you in Cincinnati, and I want to see how you react to Alex Rodriguez.
I honestly have no, I'm telling you this 100%. I am not angry over any of this. I just do not for one second believe that he is doing this clean. I just don't. I mean, but I'm like, okay, you know, it's kind of funny because I know how much it just infuriates the New York writers. Like every time he homers, I just know mad, those columnists, those bitter. And
Oh, yeah.
here's the funny thing. About 5 years ago, if we just have a couple more seconds,
Of
about
course,
5 years
sure.
ago, I was working for the Astros and we were went to play the Yankees in interleague play. And the Astros were on their, you know, downslide and they were just a terrible team. And there was a whole column that somebody wrote in the New York Daily News, I think it was, like complaining about these poor Yankees and why should they have to play a triple-A team for an entire weekend? They swept the Astros. And I was like, oh my God, you have like literally nothing to write about. Like you are out of ideas if you are sad that the Yankees had to wallop all over the Houston Astros for 3 games in a row. And so that's just kind of like I laugh when I know that there's things when I see things that go on with the Yankees that make the New York writers mad. And there's nothing that makes the New York writers more upset than watching A-Rod have success. So it is pretty entertaining from that standpoint.
That's awesome. That's today's column. Why do these players even have to play? Why can't they?
Oh my God, like you cannot be serious. Like, and I've always kind of, even when I was working for them, I was able to look at things pretty objectively. And I just looked at that like, you can't, did your editor let this get into the newspaper? This was the most baseless, it was. It's the most boring column I've ever read. but whatever.
Hey, who wrote it? Who wrote it? Say the name, say the name, say the name, say the name.
I honestly don't remember. I mean, it's one of the who are the columnists for the Daily News?
I mean, tell me it was Lupica. I hope it was
It
Lupica.
wasn't Lupica. It wasn't
Oh,
Lupica.
darn.
No.
Maybe, I don't know.
No, because if it was Lupica, it would have made me like angry. This didn't actually make me angry. This just made me laugh. Because Lupica is just he's just so mean and he's so vindictive. And so that would absolutely be the column that he would write. Whereas this other writer was actually just,
It was just kind of like lackadaisical, casual. Hey, why are they playing these games?
it was just like, okay, I'm a sports columnist in New York, so I have to be upset about something here. And the Yankees are like rolling all over the Astros. These aren't even interesting games. So how can I make this into something that riles up the city of New York? And so that's what he picked. It was really funny. So go A-Rod. I want A-Rod on this
Of course.
All-Star team.
Absolutely. And again, I want to, because I want to watch you. So, all right. Thank you, Alice. It's a blast as always. We'll do one more, I think, before we head to Cincinnati for the All-Star game. So I'll chat with you next week. Thanks for playing along. And I can't really pit our teams against each other in my simulation game because they're essentially the same because we're both so smart. But I should probably go outside and enjoy the sun rather than do that anyway.
Enjoy the games, man.
I know. I'm in happy base. I'm in the happiest baseball town on earth. Not the best fans on
That's a
baseball,
great
I know.
place to watch a game.
It
It's a
is.
great
It is.
place.
It's a great
Their
place.
ballpark food is not any good, but it's a great place
It
to watch
is.
a game.
It's not always a great place to do anything else, but it's definitely a great place to watch the game.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Allison. I will talk to you next week, and then I'll see you in Cincinnati.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Allison Footer. As always, follow her on Twitter at Allison Footer, AlysonFooter. We'll be back. This is a Willy's Experience podcast. The music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Footer and Leach Edition. We will be back next week, I believe, with Allison again, and also with our yearly All-Star Game mid-season chat with Joe Sheehan. We'll be back with both those next week. Have a great week. See ya. I'm going to go see a Cardinal game. Yay!